This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, along with his vice president and other senior officials, flew out of Afghanistan on Sunday, setting the stage for Taliban insurgents to regain power in the country 20 years after they were ousted by a U.S.-led military invasion. Top members of the Taliban Military Commission arrived at the presidential palace in Kabul as other militants took positions at key posts in the city. Ghani issued a statement on Facebook later Sunday saying he left the country to prevent bloodshed. He landed in Tajikistan and then left soon after for an unknown destination, this according to VOA's sister organization Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. Abdullah Abdullah, the head of the Afghan National Reconciliation Council, posted a video on Facebook criticizing Ghani for leaving the country. The Taliban swept through most of the country in little more than a week and reached the gates of the capital, Kabul, on Saturday. The insurgents initially stayed out of the city, maintaining they wanted a peaceful transition of power to spare Kabul any violence. But by Sunday morning, a source told VOA a Taliban delegation reportedly engaged Afghan officials in talks that led to Ghani stepping down. The Taliban maintained in the talks that they would not engage Ghani in any transfer of power. They said he was not a legitimate president. Sources told VOA that a delegation of Afghan leaders will travel to Qatar to formally enact a transfer of power to the Taliban. On Sunday evening, the United Nations urged the Taliban to, quote, exercise utmost restraint in order to protect lives, and said all humanitarian organizations must be allowed to provide assistance unimpeded. The UN Secretary General is to address the Security Council at an open meeting on Afghanistan on Monday morning. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Haiti's Civil Protection Services say the death toll from Saturday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake has nearly doubled again. The death toll is now 1,297, and rescuers continue to search for survivors in the ruins of shattered buildings in and around the town of Lacaille. The number of injured is now thought to be more than 5,700. Meanwhile, the country is bracing for an approaching tropical storm. Tropical Storm Grace, which is predicted to reach Haiti later Monday or on Tuesday, bringing the potential for torrential rain, flooding, and landslides. The U.S. National Hurricane Center forecasts 10 to 20 centimeters of rain in Haiti and its neighbor, the Dominican Republic. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country and said he was rushing aid to the affected areas. The earthquake struck in the southwestern part of the hemisphere's poorest nation, almost razing some towns and triggering landslides that hampered rescue efforts in a country already grappling with the coronavirus pandemic, a presidential assassination, and a wave of gang violence. Survivors in some areas are sheltering in streets or soccer fields with whatever belongings they could salvage from the wreckage of their homes. Hospitals are overloaded with people injured in the quake. A Hong Kong pro-democracy group that organized some of the biggest protests during months of political upheaval in 2019 is dissolving, the group said Sunday. The Hong Kong Civil Human Rights Front, made up of a slew of member organizations, said it could no longer operate. Local media is reporting the decision comes as the group faces a police investigation for possible violation of a national security law. Earlier this week, the city's largest teachers' union disbanded in light of what it said were drastic changes in the political environment. The leader of the Iranian-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah said on Sunday that Hezbollah will begin to import gasoline and diesel from Iran. Lebanon is experiencing a severe fuel shortage that has caused long lines at gas stations and extended blackouts. Hospitals, bakeries, and other essential facilities have said the shortages will cause them to shut down. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said in a speech Sunday that the government of Lebanon is no longer able to provide fuel and that Hezbollah will do so by bringing diesel fuel and gasoline from Iran. In June, Nasrallah had said that all the logistics needed for such a step were ready and Hezbollah would be able to do so while bypassing the central bank in order to avoid violating U.S. sanctions. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.